Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Women of Power International. My name is Chantel Renee. I am your host for today, and I'm so excited to be here. OMG, I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous outside. If you are here in Las Vegas, go outside and feel the fresh air on your face. OMG, God is so incredible and so amazing. You know, He's so good. Isn't He good? Isn't He amazing? Isn't He good? He is so good. Remember, today is Wednesday, March 1st, y'all. It is March 1st. Wednesday, March 1st. And, you know, I can't even believe it's March 1st, 2017. And it's just exciting. Do you guys know what happens in the month of March for Women of Power International? OMG. So we are having our very first Women of Power International Conference, which is called Embrace the Power of Surrender. And you do not want to miss this conference. We have some incredible speakers and testimonies for you all. Incredible. So please, we're going to be at the D Las Vegas, March 24th and March 25th. The D, we are at the D Las Vegas. Now, that was a miracle in itself. I tell you what, God gave me a vision for this conference, and he came through. He is the one who is making this happen, all because he loves his daughters. This conference is for you, ladies. God wants to bless you. He wants to let you know that he loves you, that he cares about every detail of your life. I don't care how small your details are, how big your details are. God cares about that. You know, he cares about every single little detail in your life. Every single little detail. He cares about everything. So I am going to tell you, you know, to really, if you have not pre-register. We have that on our Facebook page. We also have a live website for our conference. And if you go, just log in. It's a very, very simple. womenofpowerintl.com. womenofpowerintl.com. And you can purchase your tickets there. You can purchase your tickets right there. Do you hear that music? Do you hear that? I'm on our website. It's going to be fabulous, you all. Fabulous. So please, it's going to be amazing. God is amazing. And so log on to womenofpowerintl.com. Purchase your tickets today. Today, purchase your tickets. God is doing something incredible and amazing. And amazing. Tickets are $25 online and $35 at the door. I encourage you to purchase your ticket online so you can save instantly $10. We are also looking for vendors. If you have a small business, if you have a ministry, contact us. Contact us at womenofpowerintl@gmail.com, and I will send you a vendor application. And, you know, on more details, I'm telling you, it's so inexpensive to be a vendor at Women of Power International Conference. It's very inexpensive. It's only $25 for a merchant and $15 for non-merchant. So it's really, really reasonable. If you would like more information, please email us or go to our Facebook page, Women of Power International. And I know that there are more than one Women of Power International Facebook page. So really look for our logo. We are the logo with the butterfly on it. You will see us. And again, I'm the host. I'm the director of Women of Power International, and I'm Chantel Renee. So look for that. And then just send me a message and we will get back to you. You know, it's just incredible what God is doing. He is doing all of this for you. For you. You are his daughters. You are his. The apple of his eye, the word of God says. And, you know, it's going to be incredible. Amazing. We're going to have worship by Lex Divine. Woo! I'm going to play one of her songs very shortly, actually. You know, I'm going to play it. Plague You Her. What she does, incredible. She's a spoken word artist. She is a Christian hip hop artist. She is going to be doing worship at Embrace the Power of Surrender Conference. It's exciting. We are excited. I'm telling you, we have people flying in from Hawaii, flying in from New York, flying in from Kansas City. We have people coming in, flying in. It's not too late to fly in, to make your arrangements. I'm telling you, it's going to be off the chain. It's going to be amazing and incredible. The testimonies there, the speakers that will be there. When you log on to womenofpowerintl.com, you're going to see what I mean. OMG, it's incredible. We are going to have Mocha Uzuri. She's going to be there. Oh, exciting. One of my pastors, Pastor Iris Valera, will be speaking. I'm excited. We have Rachel Richardson giving her testimony. Powerful. Powerful. Also, we have Stephanie Sapita. If you have not heard her testimony, I'm telling you right now. Buy your tickets and it's going to blow your mind. Absolutely blow your mind. And then we have Lee Hong Hilliard that's coming in. She's actually coming in. She's coming in from California. We have Mocha coming in from Kansas City. Lex Divine coming in from New York. So we have people flying into this conference. I have several people flying in from Hawaii to come in and to come and join us that weekend, March 24th and 25th. It is exciting. So March 24th is on a Friday. That starts at 6 p.m. March 25th is on a Saturday. That starts at 9 a.m. Be excited. Be excited. And purchase your tickets. Purchase your tickets today. I'm, as you can tell, I am ecstatic. I'm ecstatic for this because the vision that God has given me was He wants to love His daughters. He wants you to know how much He loves you. So you'll see what I mean here at that conference. You will see exactly what I mean. It's just going to be amazing. It is amazing, and one of the things that God had confirmed to me is that He operates in the realm of the impossible. You know, the Word of God says that what is impossible for man is possible with God. So I'm going to pray right now, and we're going to transition. Father, I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus. Not for what you can do for us, God, but for who you are, for what you have done, God. It's all about what you have done for us, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for this opportunity. I am always so honored and so humbled to be able to be used for your glory, God. Father, I pray, Lord, that you speak through me today, God, that you would have your way, Lord. Have your way today, God. I thank you for today. I thank you for every listener that is listening, God. Father, that you would touch them in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you glory and all praise belongs to you. This show, Women of Power International, this radio show, the ministry belongs to you, God. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. God is doing something incredible and amazing. He truly is, ladies. He truly is. OMG, I'm telling you, you buy your tickets. You will not be disappointed. God is doing something amazing. And I'm going to play for you. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to play for you, Lex Divine. And this is her song that she made. And I remember the day that she made this. So enjoy.
and I decide if I should let it stick with me. No when you where I know T.Y. Like when I see for you, don't remember my fault. So cries my neurosurgeon has amnesia, though my therapist can relate and never forgets my face.
I'm faced with insignificance.
Faced with every other lens, x-rays on display. I'm better than can't say that I'm better when I'm feeling so paced. But then similar for my condition, identity crisis written inside my clutch. Look at my disposition, I must have made a decision. Never believed in lady luck, hardly follow my intuition. Always knew I was different, always knew I was born to be, though I didn't understand my existence. I'm
faced with insignificance, I'm faced with insignificance.
Faced with the fight of flesh, I am Rego. Royalty is never overlooked, still in my reality. It's a crooked way to devalue a life. How dare a lie have so much confidence? Why does truth have to convince our spiritual eyes? Lucid Elizabeth, mirage in our closet. Snotty deposits, canceling looks through the eyes. I got edible technique, had to swallow it. I'm
faced with insignificance.
Nope, I'm relevant in his kingdom. I'm prevalent to his heart. I represent what others hardly get. Powers and evidence of an unseen establishment. Though I kinda get why my vision was distorted. Satan's victim don't wanna see me do the same things the Lord did and more. So I repent. How dare I think so lowly of you? I have to admit I don't know how you love me like you do. Love me like you do.
Love me like you do.
Love me like you do.
And if you left, no one would care. No, they would never know. They are our lives, lives, lives. They are our lives, lives, lives. Oh, feeling like you're invisible. And if you left, no one would care. No, they would never know. They are our lives, lives, lives. They are our lives, lives, lives. They are our lives, lives, lives. They are our lives, lives. They are our lives, lives, lives. They are our lives, lives, lives. They are our lives, lives, lives.
Miss Lex Divine, Miss Lex Divine, she will be doing our worship at the conference here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Embrace the Power of Surrender. I'm telling you, get your tickets today. She is going to be doing worship, y'all. It's going to be, I'm not exaggerating when I say that God wants to just show you how much He loves you. How much He loves you. Now, there are times when we forget that, right? When we are going through the hardest times of our life, whatever we're going through, maybe we have teenagers that just is not behaving, just is rebelling, you know. But I want you to know, mamas, I want you to know that God is with you, that He will give you wisdom. He will give you all that you need. All that you need, all that you need. You know, this past weekend, this past Saturday was the last day that we did our fundraiser for the conference. We were raising money for the conference, but not just for the conference. We sold these fundraiser tickets. Praise the Lord for Retro Blue Cafe, the owners Conrad and Rose Tomas, who has been absolutely an incredible blessing and very, very generous in their giving toward Women of Power International. And we were selling a ticket, either Retro Bento or a barbecue chicken wrap. And for those that have come out and purchased your tickets, thank you very much. And those, I'm going to tell you about these people. I'm going to tell you about these anonymous people or these people. I'm going to recognize them. These people that have just bought tickets. They didn't pick up the food. They bought tickets for other women, for other families that are going through hardship, that are struggling right now. They bought tickets for them. And we have given out tickets for these families, for these single moms. I'm telling you, this is what Women of Power International is all about. We are a resource. We are there. We want to be. We are in the community. We are there to help moms, women, families. This is what we are here for. And so, I thank God for Ro. I call her Ro. Her name is Rowena, who donated 70 tickets, not 70, but seven tickets to women that was going through hardship. And did you know that that was a blessing to a family, to families? I mean, these are the people that I want to recognize. They don't want any recognition. They don't want any of that. But they're getting it from us. And I want you to know the type of people that is sowing into this ministry. The type of people I'm telling you, it's no joke. We have Mark and Sherry Morgan who has donated four tickets towards a family. Oh my goodness, you guys don't even know how much of a blessing that was to a particular family. Incredible. You know, you can always sow into the ministry at any time. And I'm telling you that it is going into the community. What we do is we are actually helping families, helping women. I want to know, how can we help you? How can Women of Power International sow into your life? How can we help you? You know, I come across a lot of single mamas that it's hard. I was a single mom. I was also a widow. So I totally understand the struggle. I understand the pain. I understand the struggle. And a lot of times when you're working and, you know, you're trying to make ends meet, you're trying to give the best to your children, and it's not easy. It's not easy. You know, you're trying to give your best to your children, and all at the same time, you feel like you're dying in the inside. Like, what about me, God? You know, can you see what I'm doing, Lord? And let me tell you, God sees you. He sees you. He sees you. You're not going to stay in that place. You will not stay in that place. God is going to move you out of your desert. He is going to move you. You hear me? He is going to move you out of your desert. Out of your desert. God is amazing, you all. He is amazing. He is amazing. You know, this morning I was reading Psalm 140, and I'm going to read from verse 12. It says, "But I know the Lord will help those they persecute." You know, a lot of times we Christians here in America, where we are just finding out what persecution feels like, and it's been happening all over the world, but here in America it's really starting. You can really see it. And everybody has their own point of view. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being a Christian, a Christ follower, a believer, a true believer to Christ. And it says here, "But I know the Lord will help those they persecute." You are being persecuted for being a Christian. God is going to help you. You are at work, you know, standing on the word of God. God is going to help you. He is. And it goes on and it says, "And he will give justice to the poor." You know, I tell you something, God is incredible and amazing. And I used to always wonder, why did I go through all that I went through, right? And I could have stayed in a pity party. I could have just stayed there and said, you know, and said, "Oh, why is me, God? Why do I have to go through this?" And cry and whine and feel sorry for myself every day. Who wants to be around somebody like that? Not me. I don't want to be around somebody like that, that's whining, that's complaining, that's, oh, you know, walking around like that. Well, Well, let me tell you, if you are around someone like that, I'm going to encourage you to encourage them. Encourage them with the word of God. Yes, and I do understand that sometimes it can be really discouraging, but you are there to you are the encourager. You are there to encourage them because you know Jesus, regardless of where they're at. Maybe they are Christians and maybe they're walking in self-pity. Well, I want you to encourage them today. I want you to remind them that if God is for you, who can be against you? You know, that you just continue to trust in the Lord and not lean on your own understanding. And what else does that scripture say? In all his ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. I'm telling you right now, ladies, God is good. He is amazing and amazing and amazing. He is, I keep saying that he is amazing because he is. And I cannot not say that because he is good. He is good. I want you to listen to this next song and just let it just sit and resonate in you. Just really receive the love of God for you today.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. Good Father, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you, it's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for it.
Yeah.
the King of Kings. He's perfect in all of his ways. He is perfect in all of his ways. And he is a good father. He is your good father. He loves you. He is with you. He is watching you and he loves you. He loves you. He loves you right now where you're at, whatever you're doing. He loves you. Just receive that. Receive the love of the Father. Receive the love of God. Receive the love of God. Now, I'm just going to, you know, I just really feel led to, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know Jesus as God, it's very easy to know him as your Lord and Savior, your God. Just receive him into your heart today. Just say, God, Jesus, I receive you into my heart today. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you rose again and that you live in me. I believe that. I repent of my sins. I give you my life. I surrender all to you. Have your way in me, Jesus. I receive you today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer with your heart, in your heart, contact me. You can even call me, 702-703-7990. You can email me. womenofpowerintl@gmail.com. You can just get a hold of me or tell somebody else that you made this decision to follow Jesus today. I'm going to tell you, from this moment on, he is right there. You're going to know that he is with you throughout your trials, throughout your storms. Will you go through some interesting adventures? Absolutely. You will. Absolutely. But you're not going to go through it any longer alone. You're going to go through it. God is going to be there right there with you. Read your Bible. Read the Word of God. Open your Bible. You know, go and get a Bible. Read, start from the book of John or just from the New Testament. Just open and look. Oh, New Testament, Matthew. Perfect. Start from there. Or, you know, download the Bible app. I have that on my phone. And you just read your Bible. I'm telling you, God is with you. God is amazing. You know, today's show is random, as you can tell. Very random. I have the privilege and the opportunity and the honor to preach at Revolution Church Las Vegas this past Sunday. And just amazing, amazing time. I love my church. Our senior pastors, Dr. Denny Valero, Pastor Iris Valero. Wow, is what I can say. They're incredible mentors, great pastors. You know, they have been away on a trip doing business. What I mean by business, I mean ministry. My pastor, God placed him in a position where he speaks to, he's in a group where he get to speak with different leaders, prominent leaders in the body of Christ. And it's just really incredible. He got to make great connections. If you guys don't know who he is, just log on, look for DennyValero.com, or he's on Facebook as well. And if you're looking for a church, if you're here in Las Vegas and you're kind of wondering, I don't know where I should go, come and check us out. We are Revolution Church Las Vegas, and right now we are having a church in a home, which is really great, really intimate. We love it. And yet we know that God is going to grow us this year, and we know that he's just going to expand. We're looking for a space. So if you have any information about that, about any places, please get a hold of me as well. It's just exciting. Again, it's Revolution Church Las Vegas. I wanted to talk to you about what I talked about in on Sunday. I'm just going to really briefly, and it's about the King in you. The King in you, you know, the God in you, the King in you. You know, when we think about that, he lives in us, you all. Jesus lives in us. He lives and he breathes in us, right? Now, as you read your Bible and as you pray and as you build your relationship with Christ, with Jesus Christ, you will know, wow, God is all, like, he's just amazing. You're going to know his love. I encourage you that you build your relationship with the Lord, with Jesus. It's great, and it's also great to build your relationship with other believers, other like-minded people, other Christians. You know, I'm going to tell you, it's easy, right? It's easy. Oh, yeah, you know, to sometimes... I remember I used to get into this funk when I was a new believer 20 something years ago. And I remember reading the Bible and, oh my God, the Bible says I can't, you know, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do that, and blah, blah, blah. And I got very legalistic at one point in my life. And then I started just judging people all over the place. You're not supposed to do that. The Bible says you're not supposed to do that. And I remember the Lord convicted me, not condemnation, very different. Condemnation comes from the enemy. Conviction comes from the Lord. And God convicted me. And I remember he said, yeah, Chantel, hello. You know, you need to take the plank out of your own eye, right? What the book of Matthew says. And then, you know, you need to take out, I can see all that you're doing that's not right. You know, and why are you judging your brother or your sister? Why are you judging these people? So I got really convicted, and I had to really change my tone. It took me a while. I'm not going to lie. It took me a long time to get there. But, you know, when God started showing me with his heart and with his eyes who we are, and that we need him, that I need him every day, and I need him every day. I am nothing without him. Let me just tell you this. For the record, whoever is listening to this, recording me, I am nothing without Jesus Christ. We are nothing without Jesus Christ. The Bible clearly states that. I have no power in my name. There's no power in the name of Chantel, Renee. There's no power in that. Maybe, you know, in the world, the whatever the position that I have, but there is no power in, no. All power belongs to who? Jesus Christ. Don't be deceived. Don't get it twisted. All power belongs to him. Now, once we start believing that, well, you know, this is the position that I hold, you know, well, people, God will humble you. Trust me, you don't want to be humbled. You rather just go to the Lord and say, Father, forgive me for my pride. God, take it out of me. Because if he got to humble you, let me tell you something. That is not a nice place to be. So it's always best to go to the Lord and say, God, forgive me. I don't even know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking, but man, that pride, Lord, I surrender that in the name of Jesus, God. And, you know, just keeping it real. Just go to God. That's your relationship with Christ. Talk to him like how you would talk to a friend. He hears you. He knows you. He knows everything about you. So Psalm 24 verses 8 to 10, it says, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. When there's Selah at the end of a psalm, you're going to notice that when you read a psalm, you're going to notice Selah. What that means is to meditate on what you just read. Now think about, process on what you just read. Meditate on that. Don't move too forward. Don't move too quickly from this, but just just think about it. Meditate on that. Let the word of God really embed you. Really, really think about that. Who is the King of Glory? And it goes on and it says who the King of Glory is. You know, the Lord of hosts is the King of Glory. Think about that. Ponder on that. When the King lives in you, you are one in spirit. Did you know that? When the King lives in you, you are one in spirit. And that's in 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. One spirit with him. Did you know that? I don't know if you knew that, but if you didn't, now you know. Now you know. You know, when the King lives in you, we are partakers of his divine nature. We are partakers of his divine nature. Did you know that? Well, now you know. Now you know. Emmanuel, God with us. That's what the name Emmanuel means. God with us. You know, God is so amazing. 1 Timothy 1:17, it says, "Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the holy, wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." I'm going to read that again. I want you guys to really get this. And I know you do. I know you do because you are his daughters. You are his children. But I want this to resonate in your spirit. "Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Wow. Wow. God is so amazing. Isn't he amazing? In 1 Timothy 6:12, I'm going to start from 12. It says, "Fight the good fight of faith." Fight the good fight of faith. Woo! If I could tell you, if you could share a sermon, I'm not going to do it right now, but fight the good fight of faith. "Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate," I think that's how you say it, "the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, listen to that, immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power." Amen. Whew. Man, ponder on that. Ponder on that. Think about that. Process that. How amazing is your God? This is the King that lives in you. He lives in you. The King in you. Now, I'm not saying that so you can go out and be, you know, just kind of haughty and arrogant. And sometimes I'm telling you, sometimes the flesh, right? I don't know if you guys struggle with that. But the flesh tries to get the best of you. Oh, let me tell you who I am. You don't know who I am, but this is who I am. Well, you know, sometimes when we walk around with that haughty spirit, I'm telling you, it's demeaning to others. We don't, you know, I don't know if you know that it demeans others. When you puff yourself up, it belittles others. And so what I want to encourage you to do today, I want you to speak life into people. Did you know that you are the righteousness of God? Did you know that the King lives in you? You know, instead of, well, you know what, let me just tell you this, I'm going to tell you who I am. Well, I want you to remind the people who they are, because sometimes you don't know what they're going through. You know, like how you hear that saying, well, you haven't walked a mile in my shoes. Well, you haven't walked in my shoes. Well, let me tell you, a broken woman, you know, have you heard that saying, hurt people, hurt people? People that are hurting hurt people. Well, they need healing of the Lord. Maybe it's you that needs to be healed. I don't know. But if it is, go to the Lord. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Let him heal you. You know, if you're here in Las Vegas, if you're close by, if you're in Arizona, if you're California, if you want to fly in to come to this conference March 24th and 25th, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you right now, ladies, come, come. Tickets are only $25. I mean, for 2 days, that's crazy. That is wow. So come, come, come and join us. Join your sisters in Christ. You are not alone. You are not alone in this. You know, you are not alone. Absolutely. God is with you. But there's something about being with your sisters, right? With sisters that are encouraging, that are uplifting, that will tell you the truth. And sometimes the truth does hurt. I have some friends like that, you know. My friends, though, they are so amazing and so awesome. They know me very well. I have friends, my friends, gosh, more than 16 years. You know, when they speak into me, sometimes they have to tell me a truth like, yeah, Chantel, that wasn't really nice. You shouldn't have said that. I don't know about that or whatever it is. I used to be very mean, really mean. And I used to look mean. I remember my girlfriend, my friend back in Hawaii, when I used to go out with her to the mall or whatever, she would tell me, you need to smile because you look so mean. You look really mean. And, you know, back in the day, I don't know, you know, I'm part Hawaiian and Filipino and Puerto Rican. And so I had very ethnic hair, very long ethnic hair. And, you know the kind of hair when you brush it, it just, woo, it turns into wire. Well, that's my hair. That was what I had, right? And so my hair used to be very long, very long. And I would put my hair up in a bun. I don't know if you ladies listening, you guys know what I'm talking about. And I needed to wear glasses, and I was always stubborn. I don't want to wear my glasses. I can see. Well, what nobody knew was when I would wear my hair up in a bun or in a clip, I would have headaches. And when I would walk around, I didn't have my glasses, I would squint. So people thought that I was frowning. I did look like I was frowning. And then I was frowning and I looked mean. I was raised in a small town in Hawaii called Waianae. And I love that little town. You know, like the Bible says in the Word of God, it says, what good can come out of Nazareth? Remember? What good can come out of? Well, a lot of people, when they say, why not? OMG, you know, it's almost like, well, what good can come out of why not? Well, let me tell you, the good can come out of there. The good. There's so many. Oh, my goodness. God has touched that little town like you don't even know, you know. I have friends that are now, you know, they're celebrities in Hawaii and whatnot. I'm telling you, God can do anything. Wherever you're from, it doesn't matter where you're from. God always reminds me, don't forget where you came from, Chantel. Never forget where you come from. And I don't. I'm telling you, you know, God is so good. I miss the islands. I miss the Aloha Spirit out in Hawaii. I do. And all of that to say, you know, a lot of times I would just, in the mall, I would look so mean. And I didn't mean to look that way. But, you know, my girlfriend would always tell me, Chantel, you need to smile. And I'm like, I am smiling in the inside. In the inside, you guys feel me? I'm smiling, you dig, you know, in the inside. Maybe you can't see me smiling on the outside, but I'm smiling in the inside. But the truth of the matter was, I was really in pain. I was really broken, and I was hurt. And so what happens is that would kind of come out of my appearance, you know? It would, you could see it. You could see the hurt, and nobody would confront me or, you know, but God placed wonderful women in my life. I love them, and they had a way of telling me the truth. God knew to use them, you know, and I appreciate all of them, all of my incredible pillars. That's what I call them. I call them my pillars, and they know who they are, and they know who I'm talking about. And you know, I'm telling you, it's always never, you know, if you have someone that's loving you, that's telling you the truth for your best. Now, I'm not telling you, I'm not talking about someone that is always demeaning you, always saying, well, look at you. You think you're better than this, blah, blah, blah. No, you know what? I want you to hear the voice of God, and I want you to know who you are, that the King lives in you. You need to know your worth in Christ. You need to know that you are a royal priesthood, the Bible says. You are chosen. You need to know that He has created you in your mama's womb. You need to know that you are not forgotten. You need to know that for yourself. You need to know that. Read your word. Read the promises of God. Go and build that relationship with Christ. Build that relationship. Build that relationship. You know, God is doing, He's so incredible, isn't He? He's just so amazing. I'm thankful for you guys, for always listening, for my faithful listeners, for the one that is just hungry for God. You know, I'm here to point you to Christ. That's what Women of Power International is here for. We are a nonprofit organization, Christian organization, and we are here to serve you. We're here to serve you. We are always here to point you to Christ. Christ is your King. Christ is your Lord. Christ, Jesus Christ, is the King of kings and the Lord of all. Make Him yours today if you have not. Make Him yours today. He loves you where you are at. It is not what we have done. It is what He has already done. It doesn't matter what you are doing right now at this very moment. But what matters is how much He loves you. Just receive Him. And, you know, when you know, okay, well, You know right versus wrong. You know, I used to be single before. Man, let me tell you what I struggled with. I mean, just what I struggled with being single, being a widow, being a single mom, you know, just being single, period, before I was married to my amazing husband. I struggled with sexual immorality, you know, with all of that. I struggled with that. I struggled with the thoughts. I struggled with all of that. Let me tell you, my flesh was just like going bonkers. I struggled. I struggled for real, for real, for real. I used to cry out to God, God, take this away from me. I don't want this desire. Take this away from me. Help me. Oh, Lord, oh, my goodness. I cried out to the Lord. You know, help me, God. Bring my husband, Lord. I need my husband. Help me, God. And I felt crazy, you know, at times. And I needed the Lord. I still need God. Let me tell you, even though I'm married, I'm married now. So the struggle is a little bit different, you know. My struggle is different from when I was single. But I'm married now, and I need God. I need God all the time. But I'm talking to you, single ladies, single mamas. I know it's hard. God knows it's difficult. But I tell you what, when you say no to your flesh, when you say no to those fleshly desires, He honors that. He really does honor that. He sees the sacrifice. He sees that. He is going to bless you with a mighty man of God. I wanted a mighty man of God. Now I had a list of 25 things. I know it sounds really crazy. I had a list of 25 characteristics for my husband. I'm almost done. I only have a few more minutes left. And one of them was a pastor. Now, I didn't even know. I, at that time, I was like, what was I thinking? You know how, I don't know about you, but a lot of my friends wanted to be married to pastors. Well, hoo-wee. What was I thinking? My husband's a pastor now, but he wasn't a pastor then when we got married. But man, we had to go through a lot. But would I change it? Absolutely not. God is good, you know. He knows what's best for you. He knows what's best for me. He knows what's best for us. He knows if you have children, he knows what's best for your kids. You know, you need to discern God. You need to know right from wrong. You don't know what right from wrong is? Read the book of Proverbs. That is the book of wisdom in the Old Testament, in the Bible. You don't know what right from wrong is? Read the book of James. Read Timothy. Read Titus. Read your word. Read your word. Let God heal you from the inside out. Let him have his way in you. I'm almost done. I have 2 minutes, and I'm going to take this time to remind you that if you are listening in late, to remind you that we have a conference that's coming up March 24th and 25th here in Las Vegas. But I'm here to tell you, please, it's not too late to register. Please register today. Go on womenofpowerintl.com, and it'll take you straight to that website, and you can buy your tickets there. But I'm here to encourage you today, ladies. God is good. So I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this time, God. I ask you, Lord, for your help, God. That, Father, that every person that is listening to my voice, that, God, that they will know that you are real, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that you bless their week, God. That, Father, that you would show them that you are with them, God. Help them to see you, Lord. I ask you for all of that, God. And I thank you for who you are, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I'm going to leave you with this song. You guys have a wonderful, fabulous day. Next week, we're going to have Sisters in Christ. So be looking forward to that. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes